Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this place in a new way,
a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
noche. Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. Praise God. That is who He is. The song that has been here, powerful song, was really raised up in the time when all this started. Back in 2020, right? Waymaker, promise keeper, miracle worker. And He'll do that in each one of our lives. As many of our brothers and sisters have faced, we're all starting to face it. especially Brother Andrew in New Zealand, and Sis Connie out there in the part of California she's in. But God, He is the way maker. He is the way maker for you. He loves each one of us. As He was with our brothers and sisters in the early church, He is with us now. Understand, we do not face anything alone. We don't face it in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord, in the power of the Lord. Understand, that's how powerful He is, and He's able. All these leaders, these deceived, misled, or ones who truly serve the fallen one, they are mere grasshoppers compared to God. But they don't understand that He loves them so much that they would listen to the fallen one. And they're caught up in their own ideas and flesh, whatever place they're at. I was seeing today that it's amazing, brother, sister, what's going on. Let me say before I keep on, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour tonight, brothers and sisters. We come together. But what God is showing me and understanding is welcome everybody in the chat room and by phone or Skype or Facebook, whichever way God makes a way. Anyone in the archives, if God makes the time. As I was hearing of all that's going on, all the leaders of the world coming together on October 31st, interesting, huh? And then it's supposed to be some kind of treaty or some kind of document or something that's 7 years from the Pope. But before that, supposedly he met with O'Biden and Macron. And it's said out there that the Pope said that, Joe, you're a good Catholic. Well, that ain't good enough. You got to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Being a good Catholic don't save you. Huh. From the one that what he stands for and what they're pushing, the abortion rights people said, a good Catholic. He's like Satan or Lucifer, what they said. But anyway, yes, the times we live are very interesting and very powerful. Shalom, welcome, Brother Benjamin, to the Lord's hour. But yes, we have much to be praying for. In this time that we have, we shine the light of Jesus. Understand He is the victorious one and the Holy One, and one to be praised, worshiped, and have nothing to do with this dark holiday, pagan holiday that's coming, but to shine the light of Jesus whichever way He leads you. But don't get caught up in the things of the occult and the things that this holiday stands for. But stand for Jesus and let His light so shine in you. We as believers, it's on a Sunday. We need to stand up and praise Jesus wherever we're at. Worship and honor Him. Let the light so shine in this dark. People understand that we're not the same, but we are different. Christ has changed us. He has brought us from death and darkness to life and light. Let our light so shine. Amen. Well, praise God. Another wonderful night that we can come together and celebrate and thank God for who He is and for what He's doing. But it's very interesting that all these leaders are coming together in this time. Oh, the next thing they're going to bring, we've had the jab. We've had the other thing, the plague. Now they want to bring something called climate change. You're hearing it all over the place. Really, you're not supposed to even speak it, but we know what it is. More lies and deceptions that is keeping people from knowing the truth that Christ is coming. Romans 13:11-14, praise God, says, do this, knowing that it is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep, spiritual complacency. For our salvation is nearer to us now than we first believed in Christ. Oh, yes, it is. So much closer to truly believe. The night. The present evil age is almost gone. And the day of Christ's return is almost here. So let us fling away the works of darkness and put on the full armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly and honorably as in the light of day, not in carousing and drunkenness, nor in sexual promiscuity or irresponsibility, not in quarreling and jealousy, not in the things of this world, not in the things of the old dead nature, but clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for not even to think about gratifying the flesh in regard to its improper desires, but to honor and lift up the name of Jesus, whatever we say and do. Amen? Hallelujah. We can't do it ourselves. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, who we've been brought to life by him, and he leads and guides us, thank God. And we depend upon the Lord and not ourselves. Least anybody boast. Well, thank God. Another time that we can come together in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. By all that I've been hearing and from the watchmen and women, it's a very powerful time, a tremendous watch time to look for the Lord's coming as everything's come together. And it is said, we will not be caught off guard. Remember, we have the Holy Spirit. And one of the things the Lord said the Holy Spirit would do is reveal the future. And part of that future is completely in God's word. Well, he reveals the mighty word of God to know the true word of God, the mystery, the revelation of the Lord. Oh, you will not be caught off guard, brothers and sisters. We will know. We sense it now. Do you feel that you're just tired of this old world? That you don't want to get caught up in it? There's nothing here worth it? Amen. John 14:26. But the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send you in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I told you. Thank you, brother. Praise God. See how the Lord's moving and the Holy Spirit's moving? He orchestrates, I get that word out. He's the one who puts it all together and that it flows like a mighty river. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, yes, in the times we live in, exciting times, sobering times, a time of tremendous trial and test that are coming our way. But all that they're pushing in the world agenda, in the world order, of course, setting up for the fallen one, the son of perdition. Very interesting. There was somebody else that was called the son of perdition. It was Judas. It was the betrayer, the rejecter of his Messiah. How deep can the deception be? This man walked with the Lord. He saw him. He saw what he would do. He saw his action, his heart, but he was so caught up in the things of men, he was blinded. God have mercy. So I would think if that is spoken, the son of perdition, the son of destruction, he'll have the same type of character, I would think. But we as believers, we're looking for the true Christ, our Savior, our glorious King and Savior Jesus coming for us. But it's very interesting, and there is a part in this message that God points it out. Hallelujah. All right, well, glory to God. Let's get this service started tonight as we worship and honor the Lord. John 16, 13 through 14. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth. Amen. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father. The message regarding the Son. And he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. He will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. Again, Jesus Christ, our example. The Holy Spirit, our example. We, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, are to serve and honor him. Bring the message of the Father about his Son and our Savior, led by the Holy Spirit, and to share the truth, and to be humble servants, to be vessels for the Lord. Let him move and have his being within us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good words, brothers and sisters. It's starting off well. Anytime the word of God comes forth, we know the Holy Spirit is here. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Powerful scripture flowing tonight. Amen. Praise God. We're all in this together. We're all servants of the Lord. And this is the place that we can encourage one another and lift one another up and learn from one another as the Holy Spirit leads. Well, praise God. This first song, hallelujah, is about this and who the Lord truly is. Revelation chapter 5, 1 through 10. The caption for this word, the scrolls with the seven seals. And I saw on the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, closed, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel announcing with a loud voice, who is worthy, having the authority and virtue to open the scroll and to break its seal? And no one in heaven, or on the earth, or under the earth, in Hades, the realm of the dead, was able to open the scroll or look into it. And I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. And then one of the 24 elders said to me, stop weeping. Look closely. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome and conquered. He can open the scroll and break its seven seals. He's the only one who could. He did all that the Father asked. Praise God. And there between the throne and with the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a Lamb, Christ. Oh, praise his name, bearing his scars and wounds as though it had been slain, and with seven horns, complete power, and with seven eyes, complete knowledge, which are the seven spirits of God who have been sent on duty into all the earth. And he came, and he took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures And the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, Christ, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of fragrant incense, which are the prayers of the saints, God's people. And they sang a new song of glorious redemption, saying, worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and break its seals, for you were slain, sacrificed with your blood, and you purchased people for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of royal subjects and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth. Father, we praise and honor you. We thank you that we can come together in the mighty name of Jesus, the glorious Lamb and the roaring lion. We honor and praise you, Lord, that you are worthy of all praise and glory. We pray this night we'll be guided by the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Spirit, that we'll hear your word and hear your truth for such a time as we live, that we learn to understand that we are to be humble servants in this time as we watch for your coming. And we thank you, Father, for this night. We honor and praise you, and thank you for watching over and protecting us. We thank you for protecting us against the enemy, principalities and powers. We thank you for the authority of your name and the power of your shed blood, the victory, the power that broke sin in our lives. We're grateful that you have given us your righteousness, Lord, because of our faith in you. We're grateful that we've been washed in the blood and made the righteousness of God and accepted by the Father. We're very grateful, Lord, you have called us for such a time as this to be a witness, to be a messenger, to share the truth of the gospel, the good news of salvation and eternal life. Through you, Lord Jesus, no other way, born again by your Spirit. We pray that others hear that and know it before their last breath or before you come for your church and bride. Lord, this is critical time. This is time to be alert and awake, as the word said in Romans 13. Understand that we are closer to our final redemption than we first began, our first believe. Thank you, Lord. Exciting time. And know that you are with us. And you'll never leave or forsake us, because you love us. We honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. The lion and the lamb. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory. I'm leaning on the cloud, king and kingdom will bow down. And every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. Could stop the Lord Almighty. Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before you. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. He break the chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, 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 oh. Amen. So open up the gate, make a way before the King of Kings. The God who calls to save is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before you. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for sin of the world. His blood breaks the chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, 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 oh. Amen. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? No one. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? 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 Who can stop the Lord? Hallelujah. Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power. He's fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before you. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for sin of the world. His blood breaks the chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, 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 every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That is true. Every knee will bow. Glory to God. I believe this Revelation 5 is a fulfillment of Philippians 2. All right. Let's look at that real quick. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Spirit leads.
And the Spirit leads.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Revelation, Philippians 2, 9 through 11. 9-11. For this reason also, because he obeyed and so completely humbled himself, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign God, to the glory of the Father. And hallelujah. Praise God. Revelation 5, verse 13. And I heard every created thing that is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and Hades and the realm of the dead and on the sea and everything that is in them saying together, to him who sits on the throne, the Lamb Christ, blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. Oh, what a glorious time that's going to be, brothers and sisters. What a glorious time that is going to be. Amen. Oh, praise his name. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, Sis Jeanette, you want to continue with the worship and praise as the Lord leads? We pray for Sis Connie that she's able to come back in the chat room. We know it's a battle. Every day there's little quirks, little hiccups of whatever in electronics, but God makes a way where there seems to be no way, you know? You know, I brought that up and said that I told you, but anytime you see but God, that shows you his love for us. And I finally got a T-shirt, and it says, but God made a way that God made a way there was no way. God made a way, but there's no way. And you ought to see the response I'm getting out there in public. Hallelujah. That it encourages the people out there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sis. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. How you doing, sis?
Hanging in there. Hanging in the Lord close.
I know that. Hanging in there. We do need each, other, encourage each other, and thankful for the time.
Yeah, hanging in with the Lord.
Amen.
So
amen. Hold on. Hold on to that anchor of our soul, right? Hang on.
Amen.
Hang on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Amen. Amen, sis. All right, sis, you want to continue with the worship and praise?
Okay.
All right. Bless
Spirit,
you.
Spirit, lead me.
Amen.
In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. It felt like a burden, but once I could grasp it, you took me further. Further than I was asking, and simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar. Let your fire fall. If you say the drone, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say to steal, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. Hit me out to follow in your way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit. Oh, Spirit, lead me. When all hope is gone and your word is all I got, I have to believe you still bring water from the rock. Satisfy my thirst. To love me at my worst. And even when I don't remember, you remind me of my worth. I don't trust my ways. I'm trading in my calm. I lay down everything, 'cause you're all that I want. I've landed on my knees. This is the cup you have for me. And even when it don't make sense, I'm gonna let this Spirit lead. I'm gonna let you see, really, be really me. I'm gonna let you see, really. I'm gonna let you see, really. And when it's only dead, oh. the seas that are shaken and stirred can become broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. Far be it from me of not to leave, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown to the depths of the sea. Do it all, my eyes are on you. And do it all, it is well. And do it all, my eyes are on you. And it's well, it is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and winds still know His name. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and winds still know His name. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and winds still know His name. The waves and winds still know His name. And it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with
Lord Jesus,
come. He was so come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Yes, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen, sis. Amen. Such a presence of the Holy Spirit, the song that God's put on your heart to give us comfort, to give us peace, and a word for everyone. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Someone put it up in the chat room, if God leads. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you, setting you on a firm foundation, and he will protect you and guard you from the evil one. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen, sis. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your heart and the music and praises for our Lord. And we'll get back with you at the end of the service. Amen.
Okay, brother.
All right.
See
Bless you, sister. Praise God.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, glory to God, brothers and sisters. For such a time as this, as we wait, as we watch, and as we pray, and as we've been called, and what good works God has for us, for this life that we live now as his sons and daughters. True servant. True servants. Thank you, brother. True servants. Amen. Praise God, brother. Thank you, Lord. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you, setting you on firm foundation, will protect you and guard you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, each one of you, that you are doing and will continue to do the things which we command. Amen? That fits perfectly with the message tonight. True servant of the Lord Jesus. Now, amen? Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that word. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love from God the Father and Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Be refreshed and strengthened by the mighty Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life everlasting. Amen. Brothers and sisters, tonight we will study and look at again who we are supposed to be in Christ. We will look at the two groups of people, those who know, love, and serve the Lord in their lives daily, and those who do not. God did not make this choice difficult. Either you choose life and serving the Lord God, the living God, or you choose death and serve Satan. God, and people would realize that. They would turn from this world and the way of the devil so quickly. Then all this all started with Adam and Eve. The first created children of God, when God made man and woman, he gave them free will. He gave each of you a free will too. When they were created, they could choose to serve God and truly love him. You see, brothers and sisters, this is a sign of truly loving others, that you choose to serve and help others because you care about them. You are concerned for their well-being. You want them to know that there is a loving, caring Father God. He is the creator of their heart, soul, and life. He sent his Son to show us and teach us how we are to live and serve. Amen? So again, Adam and Eve are commanded to tend to the Garden of Eden, and that the Lord God gave them to live in. And they were to learn from their Creator. And they were to serve and obey the Lord. The Lord is true and pure love. This love has to be tested in each of us, even Adam and Eve, to see if they and we truly love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, and soul. We have to hear the Spirit of God. We have to obey the Lord God. Amen? So this part about serving the Lord, who is the true servants of the Lord and the ones who are not? This came up very early in the life of mankind. First, let's look at the two words. First word is truth. The meaning of truth. Conforming to reality. Isn't that something? True, truth. Conforming to reality. Or fact. Not false. Real. Genuine. Authentic. Sincere. Not deceitful. Firm in allegiance. Loyal, faithful, and steadfast. Brothers, sisters, that is from a secular dictionary. Sounds like it's from the Word of God, doesn't it? This is what the Lord God expects from each of us, because he is all thee. Amen? The second word is servant. A person in the service of another. The Holy showed me another word, serve, to act as a servant, to render assistance, be of use, help. And the last definition, to be in the service of work for God. John 17:17, sanctify them through the truth, the word of truth. Amen, brother. Praise God. Praise God. So we see the standards and the kind of fruit a true servant of the Lord will have and how that servant is to serve and work. Amen? So back to Adam and Eve. When they were in... Get the pages to turn here. There we go. When they were back in our Garden of Eden, paradise that God created for them, he told them one thing and only one command. This was a very serious and important command. They were told, you can eat of any fruit in the garden, but there is one: touch or eat. Let's look at this. Genesis 2:15-17. So the Lord God took the man he had made and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely, unconditionally, isn't that interesting? Unconditionally, the kind of love that God has. Unconditionally eat the fruit from every tree of the garden. Verse 17. But only from the tree of the knowledge, recognition of good and evil, you shall not eat. Otherwise, on that day you eat from it, you shall most surely die. Why? Because of your disobedience to your God and Creator. People would get a hold of and understand their place and understand who he is. You should most certainly die because of disobedience. This is why people will die and go to hell. Because of the disobedience to the Lord God. This word here, die, what does this truly mean? Both spiritually and physically. Physical death and the sense of becoming mortal. They were created immortal. So one of the most important things of being true servant of God is obedience. We will see in the next chapter that Adam and Eve did not obey. And that is why we are in this place separated from God and dying. This is why we need a Savior, because their choice with their free will that God gave them, the Lord wanted them to make the right choice, just like you and me. He gives us his word, his creation, even to know that he is God, and he knows best what's best for us. We will see what happens in chapter 3, why this seems so hard to do until we truly know the truth. Who is Jesus Christ? Amen. Galatians 3:1-7. The fall of man. Excuse me. Genesis. Got ahead of myself. Genesis. Not New Testament Galatians. Sorry. Genesis 3:1-7. The fall of man. Verse one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, the serpent was more crafty and subtle, skilled in deceit than any of the living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent, Satan, that he's like a serpent, said to the woman, can it really be that God has said? You see what he does? He tries to put doubt. He tries to put doubt, a deception, a lie, because that's his nature. Understand that. I do not believe he's capable of saying the truth. Either it'll be a lie, deception, or half a truth. And the woman said to the serpent, did God say, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden? Did God say, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit from the trees of the garden, except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God said, you shall not eat from it nor touch it, otherwise you will die. But the serpent said to the woman, listen to what he said, you shall not certainly die, for God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open. That is, you have a greater awareness, and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was delightful to look at, and a tree to be desired in order to make one wise and insightful. See, it's already started. She took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of the two of them were opened, that is, their awareness increased, and they knew that they were naked. And they fastened fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. So Adam and Eve encounter a being who is deceitful and rebellious. He was Lucifer, an archangel of God. He was a servant of the Most High God. He, with his free will, chose to not to serve, but he wanted to be like God or even above God, his creator. So now he is allowed to tempt and test Adam and Eve to see if they will serve and obey the Lord God, their creator. To truly love him and obey him. As they did not. With their free will, they chose to disobey God and do what they wanted to do. When you choose to live this life, this way, just as Adam and Eve did, there is consequences. God loves us, and he knows what's best for us. We have to truly love and obey him, amen? Genesis 3, 8 through 19. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in a cool afternoon breeze of the day. So the man and his wife hid and kept themselves hidden in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? He said, I heard the sound of you walking in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. So I hid myself. God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten the fruit from the tree which I commanded you not to eat? And the man said, the woman whom you gave to me to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree. Here comes the blame game. And I ate it. And then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled and deceived me, and I ate from the forbidden tree. Blame game. It keeps going, doesn't it? The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than any animal of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. Well, that's where the snakes are, aren't they? They're in the grass, in the dirt, on the ground, eating dust. But I believe that that was not no serpent. It was the one of bright and shining light, angel of light, that glittered or whatever he did. And I will put into me open hostility between you and the woman, and between your seed and offspring and her seed. He shall fatally bruise your head, and you shall only bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth, and in pain you will give birth to children. Yet your desire and longing will be for your husband, and you and he will rule with authority over you and be responsible for you. Then to Adam the Lord God said, because you have listened attentively, because you listened to attentively to the voice of your wife and have eaten fruit from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of, the ground is now under the curse because of you. This world cursed because of our sin, the sin that came through the fallen one, Satan. Sorrow and toil, you shall eat the fruit of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles, it shall grow for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face, you will eat bread until you return to the ground. For from it, you will be taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All who are listening, here is proof. There is a true living God. Look around you. Look at everyday life. These are all reality in our lives. Amen. This is what happened when Adam and Eve chose to do their own thing or do it my way. They chose not to serve and obey the Lord God. Here is the results of all their that is still here. Women have great pain in childbirth. There is thorns and thistles, and there is many more things because of their disobedience. The biggest one, mankind, now was separated from God, and they would die. Thank God, our loving Father and Creator had a plan for the redemption of mankind. Amen? So let's look at the difference between the true servant of the Lord and ones who are not. Amen? We will look at the two examples that the Lord said it would be like, and when he comes back for his church and bride and judgment of the world in the last day, Matthew 24:37-40. For the coming of the Son of Man, the Messiah, will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, all that's happening now, until the very day when Noah entered the ark, and they did not know or understand until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the Son of, when the Son of Man be, coming of the Son of Man will be. So as the Lord was telling his disciples about the last days, let's look how the people will be, just like in the time of Noah. Amen? Genesis 6:5-8. The Lord saw the wickedness, the depravity of man was great on the earth, and their every imagination and tenth of the thought and heart were only evil continually. The Lord regretted that he had made mankind on the earth, and he was deeply grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy, annihilate mankind, whom I have created from the surface of the earth. Not only man, but the animals and the crawling things and the birds of the air, because it deeply grieves me to see mankind sin is not a good thing before the Lord. And I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor and grace in the eyes of the Lord. Do we see history repeating itself again? Did our Lord know this was going to happen again? Yes, he did. Look around you. Do you see why the Lord told his disciples and us who believe why it is going to be like this? The people of the world in Noah's day chose to go their own way, the way of Satan and the fallen angels. To live for themselves in the flesh. They chose to serve no one but their own selves and the wicked appetite. The same thing has happened again today. And I believe it is increasing. Just look at the news. Look around you. God have mercy. Shalom, Brother Will, and welcome back, Brother Benjamin. Praise God to the Lord's hour. Shalom, brother. Welcome. Why are they doing this? Because they are not being obedient to the Lord God. They are not serving God. They are just taking care of me, myself, and I. This is not in any way the character of God. This is the character of the enemy of God, Satan. So with the free will that God gave them in Noah's day, most of the mankind chose sin, flesh, and Satan. So this is the picture, an example to us who are not true servants of the Lord. Now, look at Noah, a true servant of the Lord. Verse 8, but Noah found favor and grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was obedient. He didn't give in to the temptation and the life of sin. He loved God and was obedient and served the Lord God. Brothers, sisters, we too have to choose to love and serve the Lord God, even when it is not popular or going against the flow of this world. Even if you have to do it alone, like Noah, we have to choose to be true servants of the Lord. Personally, I want to choose the favor and grace of God over the consequences of disobeying him. Amen? I pray you do too. I'm sure you do. But it seems many do not, or they do not know. The next example, the Lord Jesus said it would be like in these days, it would be a place called Sodom and Gomorrah. Luke 17:28-30. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in that day, Lot went out of Sodom. It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. After these examples shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So let's look at this. Look at this, amen. Genesis 17:16-23. Then the men got up from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham walked with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I keep secret from Abraham, my friend and my servant? What am I going to do? Since Abraham is destined to become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him, for I have known, chosen, acknowledged him as my own, so that he may teach and command his children and the sons of his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is righteous and just, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham and what he promised him. And the Lord God said, the outcry of the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly great. People, be very grateful. We are in the time of God's grace, because this is not just one city or a group of cities. Now, this kind of lifestyle that was in this city is worldwide, and they will face God's wrath and judgment for their sin if they do not come to Jesus and believe in him as their Savior. What are you saved from? The consequences of your sin. I will go down now and see whether they have acted as vilely and wickedly as the outcry which has come to me indicates, and if not, I will know. Now the two men, angelic beings, turned away from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham remained standing before the Lord. And Abraham approached the Lord and said, will you really sweep away the righteous, those who do right, with the wicked, those who do evil? He asked the Lord a question. Here we see Abraham, a servant of God, and he calls him my friend too. Amen. Again, a clear contrast between the true servant of God and those who serve themselves in their flesh. True servants of the Lord will be righteous and will do right. The ones who are not, they will do evil. We're seeing that daily. In Genesis 17, we see the blessings of a true servant of the Lord, verses 18 and 19, and in verses 20 and 21, we see the consequences of disobedient created one. Amen. Now we will see the final result of this kind of lifestyle, and I can tell you tonight, there's a day coming that this will repeat too, because God Almighty will destroy the whole world with fire, not just two cities, but the whole world. God have mercy. Genesis 19, 23 through 26. The sun had risen over the earth, and when Lot came to Zoar, then the Lord rained down brimstone and flaming sulfur and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew, demolished, ended those cities, and whatever grew on the ground. But Lot's wife, from behind him, foolishly, longingly looked back toward Sodom in an act of what? Disobedience. And she became a pillar of salt. So we see the result of the vile, wicked sin of those who choose to disobey God and not serve him. God have mercy. Here, the Holy Spirit showed me a great truth and revelation. As we look at these examples, and even as the Lord has said, broad is the way to hell, and narrow is the way to life in heaven. You see, brothers and sisters, some reason when people have the choice to obey and serve God, they chose to take care of themselves. They think they know best. We see by the two examples, the choices of mankind usually make is not good. It leads to death and destruction. Are we seeing it today? Yes. It leads to broken lives and hearts too. Yes, we're seeing it clearly, especially in these last 2 years. God have mercy.
These pages being tough tonight. There we go.
So again, we know that God would have none perish. No, not one. But as we see They, with their free will, choose to perish. God have mercy. Now here is what the Holy Spirit showed me, and to let you know too, amen? Genesis 19:18-22. But Lot said to them, "Oh no, not that place, my lords. Please listen. Your servant has found favor in your sight. You have magnified your loving kindness mercy to me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountain because the disaster will overtake me and I would be killed. Now look, this town in the distance is near enough for us to flee to, and it's small with only a few people. Please let me escape there. Is it not small so that my life will be saved?" And the angel said to him, "Behold, I grant this request also. I will not destroy this town of which you have spoken." Hallelujah. "Take refuge there, for I cannot do anything to punish Sodom until you arrive there." Hallelujah. "For this reason, the town was named Zoar, few and small." Hosea 6:6. "For I desire and delight in steadfast loyalty, faithfulness in the covenant relationship rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." Amen. Amen. It's not about works. It's about a relationship. Thank you, sis. The Holy Spirit said, "My true servant is a remnant of my created one who choose life. Choose Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Choose to love and obey as your Lord showed and live to be an example. How to live and be counted worthy to escape through faith in Christ and born again." Through faith in Christ and born again. What is coming upon this world? Listen to me, my children. Let me dwell in you. Let me lead you and show you the way to go. Let me help you and make it possible to fly away, to rise up into heaven. The kingdom of God, let me anoint you to serve the living God. Let me give you my gifts so you can truly serve and be my true servant. Amen. Few and small, that is us, brothers and sisters, compared to the entire population of the world. God have mercy. We pray that more and more would wake up, that they would see reality and quit living in this fantasy world that is so-called man-made utopia. Lies of the devil, lies, and so-called wisdom of man that is foolishness. The only thing that brings life and peace and true freedom is Christ. The only one who can take you out of this lost, dying world and take you to true life in heaven for all eternity is our Savior, Lord Jesus. Amen? There is a place that is shown even with Jesus' disciples. Who will truly serve him or turn their backs on him? John 6:59-65. The words to the disciples, the ones that were following him and believing in him, the ones he would call friends. Listen to the place he was getting. He said to these in the synagogue while he was teaching in Capernaum, "When many of his disciples heard this, they said, 'This is difficult and harsh and offensive statement. Who can be expected to listen to this? Listen to it.' But Jesus, aware that his disciples were complaining about it, asked them, 'Does this cause you to stumble and take offense? What then will you think if you see the Son of Man ascending to the realm where he was before? Is it the Spirit who gives life?'" "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh conveys no benefit. it is of no account. It won't be accepted before the Father and burn up anyway. And people think they can stay perfect in this flesh. Only faith in Jesus and being born again by his Spirit. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, providing eternal life. But still, they are some of you who do not believe and have faith. He knows people's hearts. For Jesus knew from the beginning who did not believe and who would betray him. And he was saying, this is the reason why I told you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him. That is, unless he is unable to do so by the Father. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants you to notice verse 66. What does it say? Of course, this is put here in God's perfect way to show us the truth about John 6. As a result of this, many of the disciples abandoned him and no longer walk with him. God have mercy. Then Jesus spoke to the 12. He chose to be his disciples, to serve and obey him. John 6, 67 through 69. So Jesus said to the 12 disciples, you don't want to leave too, do you? Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. You're our only hope. People now, in the day we live, they need to know this because this is truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth by Almighty God. We have believed and constantly trusted. Even more, we have come to know by personal observation and experience that you are the Holy One of God, the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what each one of us need to know. So we see the difference between true servants of the Lord and the ones who are not. One's lost in serving themselves. So let's study this more. As the Holy Spirit shows us that we are to, that we are to the Lord Jesus and others as Jesus was our example. Amen? Exodus 23, verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Who? Says the Lord God. Doesn't say man, does it? Been trusting man way too long. Look where it got us now. Their true nature's coming out. Many of them don't even care about you at all. They care about the money they'll make. They care about the control. And then they'll do what their father, the devil, wants them to do. Steal, kill, and destroy you if they can. But this is real life, and this is happening. Could this be the reason we see so much famine and sickness? Yes. This, again, is the consequences of not truly serving the Lord God. When obedience, blessing, and protection, disobedience, death, and destruction. Amen. Deuteronomy 6, verse 13. Thou shalt fear the Lord God and serve him and shalt swear by his name. Amen. Where you fear and honor and respect the Lord God, you will truly serve him. If you don't, you will not serve him. Deuteronomy 7, verse 4. For they will turn away thy son from the following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly? Brothers and sisters, be sure you are listening to true servants of God. Do not let the disobedient ones mislead you or deceive you from obeying and serving the Lord. There is consequences for disobedience. Amen? Here, in our day, Paul warns us when the disobedient says, peace and safety, peace and security, all is well. Oh, we're going to make it good. We're going to make it great. Everything is okie-dokie. No problem. Then sudden destruction will come. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. While they are saying, peace and safety, all is well and secure. Don't look that way in the world to me, but they think so, right? Then in a moment unforeseen, because they're blind and deceived, destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains on a woman with child. And they will absolutely not escape. For there will be no way to escape the judgment of the Lord. God have mercy. Deuteronomy 13:4. And you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Hallelujah. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to the anchor of your soul. This is personal, brothers and sisters. This is the kind of service and obedience you give to someone you love. And we are to love the Lord our God more than any other. Amen. To the other places, talk about the other places. Talk about this. The Holy Spirit showing what this really means for a true and faithful servant of the Lord Jesus for such a time as this. Like an anchor, an eternal anchor. Amen. Look, glory to God. John 12, verse 46, come as a light into what? The world, because the world needs a light because of all the darkness and wickedness and evil, so that everyone who believes and trusts me has Savior. Glory to God. All those who anchor their hope in who? The government? The leaders of the world? Religion? No, in me, Jesus said, and rely on the truth of my message, not the message of the world, and definitely not the message of the evil one, will not continue to live in darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The light has come. The light lives in you, brothers and sisters. You are the light of the world because the light of the world lives in you by the Holy Spirit now. You are to anchor your hope in life in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? The other part, I would say, as we face this evil time, an evil holiday of this world in heck, you are the light of the world, like Christ in you. Let your light shine and stand for truth and have no part of the evil or darkness. You or your kids, tell them why, too. Amen? Hebrews 6, verse 19. This hope, this confident assurance we have as an anchor of the soul, it cannot slip. It cannot break down under whatever pressure bears upon it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's an eternal hope. It is eternal salvation. It is eternal life. Because that is the nature and character of Almighty God, your Savior. Hallelujah. He is not temporal. He's eternal. And he's made you eternal with eternal life by your faith in him. Hallelujah. And born again by his Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Born back to life. We were in death and darkness, and he's brought us into his marvelous light and given us his life. His power, his character, his nature. He makes us who we are and be accepted by the Father. It's what the Son has done. Hallelujah. A safe and steadfast hope that enters within the veil of the heavenly temple, the most holy place in which the very presence of God dwells. Oh, he's holy. He's righteous. Thank God for Jesus. We'd be in a hell of a mess without him forever. Glory to God. To be close to and hold on to our Savior in God, Jesus Christ. We have an anchor of the eternal soul or spirit. Number one, it cannot slip, for he's eternal. Amen. Number two, a safe hope. Amen. And number three, a steadfast eternal hope in life. Amen. Rejoice. Be encouraged. Know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Psalms 2, verse 11. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Know who you are and know who the Lord is. Amen? He is the Lord God. We are his servant. Yes, we are his children now through Jesus Christ. But as the Son of God had to serve when he was on this world, we have to serve too. Amen? Psalm 72, verse 11. Yea, all the king shall fall down before him. They think they're so great and mighty in their fancy buildings and fancy airplanes and cars. Oh, there's a day coming. There's a day coming where they will fall before him. All nations shall serve him. Glory to God. There is a day coming that this song will be fulfilled. Yes, and very soon. This is even more made. This is even more made now. No, I mean made more now. Excuse me. This is even more made known by the Apostle Paul. Amen. Philippians 2, 9 through 11, as we read earlier. Hallelujah. For this reason also, because he obeyed and so completely humbled himself, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above what? Every name. No name is greater than Christ. No name is greater than Jesus, Yeshua. So that at the name of Jesus, glory to God, every knee shall bow in submission, even the ones that are shaking their fists at him or think they know what's best. Oh, there's a day coming of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign God, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can say it now. We have the privilege because we have the Spirit of the living God in us. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of you, Father. Hallelujah. We cry, Abba, Father. We cry, Jesus is Lord. There is no other. Amen. Praise his name, brothers and sisters. Worship and honor him. Glory to his name. Psalm 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, his presence with singing. Amen. With gladness, worshiping and singing. Hallelujah. That your heart should be full of joy and rejoice for who he is and what he's done in our lives. Brothers and sisters, I have to. It rises in me. I have to sing to my Savior, my Lord. He is worthy. All that he has done for us, he is doing, will do for us. All out of his love for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name, Jesus Christ. Praise his name. The next section of scripture will show what happens when you serve idols and pagan gods and the flesh and not the true living God. At the same time, you will see the love, mercy, and righteousness of the Lord God too. Psalm 106, 35 through 48. Listen to this and then see what God says toward the end. But they mingled with idolatrous nations, and they learned their ways. Israel wasn't called to do this. The church of the living God was not called to do this. And they served their idols, which became a dreadful snare to them. Opened the door for the world and the enemy, and they came in like a flood. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. God have mercy. Is that happening today? Yes. They put a fancy name on it, but it's really murder. And here it is. And shed innocent blood. Even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, to Moloch. And the land was polluted with their blood. Has our land been polluted with innocent blood? Yes, it has. In this way, they became unclean in their practices. They played the prostitute and their own deeds by giving their worship, which belongs to God alone, to other gods. Whatever they worship, money, fame, fortune, sex, drugs, alcohol, pride, arrogance, religion. I could go on and on. Yes, sis. Yes, and it will be judged. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he detested his own inheritance. Isn't that something? He gave them into the hands of the nation, and those who hated them ruled over them. That's happened to the Jews many times. Their enemies also oppressed them. They were subdued under the powerful hand of their enemies. And then verse 43, many times he rescued them. Even though he rescued them many times, but they were rebellious in their counsel and sank down in their wickedness. Are we seeing that? Do we see that happening? Nevertheless, and listen to this, even nevertheless, all this going on, he looked sympathetically at their distress when he heard their cry. He remembered his covenant for their sake. Well, thank God, they better thank God that he did. And he relented, reascending their sentence according to the greatness of his loving kindness when they cried out to him. He also made them objects of compassion among those who he carried them away captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory, praising you. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God have mercy. The same thing is happening. We have a fancy name called abortion, that a living human being in the womb is a fetus. The truth is, it is still sacrificing your children to death, to selfishness. You're being selfish and not serving the true living God. You are serving the enemy, Satan, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy you and your babies or your offspring if he can. Each of you, he hates you. You're made in the image of God. You have the promise of God of redemption and grace. He does not, and he wants you not to have it either. He wants you to serve him in your flesh. He wants you not obeying and serving the true living God. God wants you to love him and obey him and serve him so you can experience a true life he wants you to have in this life here in eternity. Amen? The Israelites learned and knew, as we see in the song. Amen? They really did. But it seemed like they had to learn it over and over again. Daniel 3, verse 17 and 18. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of the hand of you, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen. Examples of true servants of the Lord, willing to die for their trust and faith in the true God that they serve. They trusted in the Lord. No matter what, they were not going to serve any false gods or idols. Even if it cost them their lives. We know by the word of God, they were delivered for their obedience to serving the Lord God. Amen? The next two scriptures showing a clear contrast between true servants of the Lord and ones who do not. Malachi 3, verse 17. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. God didn't spare his son. He gave us his son. Malachi 3:18. Then shall ye return and discern between righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Amen. Very clear, righteous and wicked. Matthew 4, verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and in him only shalt thou serve. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus tells Satan, this is how it is, and that's it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord and know his word of who we are in the days we live. Be true servants of the Lord Jesus now. Matthew 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And I thought that was always pointing to money and everything. Brothers, sisters, that was a god in those days. It was a god of wealth and riches. Not just a word for money, but a god. And that's what the Lord was showing them. You're worshiping a false god, and you're not believing, you're not serving and trusting me. Here is our Lord Jesus telling us, we cannot serve him in money or anything else. He has to be the one you want to serve. He has to be the one you live for and willing to die for. Yes. There is believers who do die a physical death standing and serving the Lord. But remember, when Jesus is speaking, he is speaking of spiritual things. Amen? We have to die to our selfish serving self. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16 through 17. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. Boy, everybody needs to get a hold of that, don't they? According to worldly standards and views, that we have known Christ from a human point of view, now we no longer know him in this way. Now we know Christ, how the Father wants us to know him and love him. Therefore, if anyone, verse 17, if therefore is anyone in Christ, hallelujah, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith, and him as Savior, hallelujah. He is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, The previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Oh, hallelujah. When this happens, then you are ready to become a true servant of the Lord. This has to happen first. Without this happening in your life personally, you cannot be a true servant of the Lord. Amen? Another example of a true servant of the Lord, and who is looking for now, ones who will fast and pray, watching for his coming, just like this woman was too. Amen? In his day, when he came the first time, Luke 2, verse 37, and she was a widow about 84 years, 84 years old, which departed from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. Romans 1, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. Amen. We pray this for all of us. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 13. For you, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. This is a sign of a true servant of the Lord, too. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 24. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance for you, for ye serve the Lord Christ. You will receive a reward and an inheritance for being a true servant of the Lord. Amen. Praise his name. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and know ye turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Then this promise in the next verse, amen. And because they did this, because you did this, I did this, praise God. And look forward and confidently wait for the coming of his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who personally rescues us from the coming wrath. There's the truth of God's word, and draws us to himself. Hallelujah. There it is. Praise God. That's God's truth. Granting us all the privileges and rewards of a new life with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a promise and truth. Hebrews 9, verse 14. So thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To know the truth of God's mighty word. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from what? Dead works. Whatever you think you do in the flesh to be saved or keep yourself so-called saved. Dead works to serve the living God by faith alone in Christ and born again by his, that God has the will and purpose for you, and that we need him to be able to do it. Amen. Humble ourselves to serve the true living God Shalom, Sis Erica. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Bless you, sister. Glad you can make it. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 28. Praise God. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Oh, hallelujah. Let us have grace. Oh, praise God. Where we may serve God acceptable with reverence and godly fear, being very humbly, showing honor and respect to him. Amen. The end of this study, there is things reserved for the true servant of the Lord and the ones who are not. Only two choices, only two choices with your free will. Amen. 1 Peter 1:4. To an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 2:9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. God have mercy. 2 Peter 3:7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. God have mercy. Oh, wait till you see about this word, perdition. Mm-mm-mm. And wakening to the fact what is really the mark of the beast. So many ideas out there. So much stuff flying in the air, or so many different people what they're saying. It's what the Lord showed me. You will, with your own free will, become like the fallen one forever. You reject, actually hate your God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and will believe, trust, and embrace the one called the Son of Perdition personally. God have mercy. Such a debate about this jab or viper is the mark. It does not matter about the technology or how or the method of deception there is and will be. What matters is in this word and truth. Who do you choose personally now or in the tribulation for your God and Savior, Jesus Christ or Satan, the son of perdition? This is your choices. Jesus Christ leads to salvation and eternal life. Satan leads to death, hell, and a lake of fire forever. I pray you choose humbly Jesus Christ and not in your self-righteous pride, Satan. Amen? Do you even know what perdition means? Listen and know now. The definition of perdition, a state of final spiritual ruin, loss of the soul, damnation, the future state of the wicked, hell, utter destruction or ruin. God have mercy. You do not want this. Remember Judas called the son of perdition? Betraying and rejecting his God and Messiah? Who else is called the son of perdition? Look. Let's look. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a departing first, and that in that the man of sin be disclosed, even the son of perdition. So we know by the word of God, the definition of perdition, what it means. So you do not want to be a son and daughter of perdition for all eternity. At your last breath of this life, you will either be a son and daughter of God the Father, who is the giver of life, and not death, his son, Jesus Christ, or son and daughter of perdition forever. God have mercy. The Lord has made it clear. He's not playing around. This is a matter of eternal life or eternal death. Be sure, with your own free will, you choose Jesus Christ in life. So humble yourself and be a true servant of the Lord Jesus Christ and live for all eternity. Amen. It is so much better future for those who truly are true servants of the Lord Jesus than these who do not serve the Lord, but serve themselves in Satan. Here, as we finish this lesson, we look to Jesus as our perfect example. Amen? Philippians 2, 1 through 11. The caption for this word, be like Christ. Be like Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, if there's any encouragement and comfort in Christ, as there certainly is an abundance, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship that we share in the Spirit, if there's any great depth of affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love toward one another, knit together in spirit, intent on one purpose, and living a life that reflects your faith and spreads the gospel, the good news regarding salvation through faith in Christ. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit through factional motives and strife. That's the old flesh that's dead. But with an attitude of humility, being neither arrogant nor self-righteous, regard others as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Help us, Lord. Have the same attitude in yourself which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfish humility, who although he existed in the form of unchanging essence of God, as one with him possessing the fullness of all the divine attributes, the entire nature of deity, did not regard equally with God a thing to be grasped or asserted, as he did not already possess it or was afraid of losing it, but emptied himself without renouncing or diminishing his deity, but only temporarily, giving up the outward expression of divine equality and his rightful dignity by assuming a form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. He became completely human, but without sin, being fully God and fully man. After he was found in terms of his outward appearance as a man for divinely appointed time, he humbled himself still further, becoming obedient to the Father, to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, also because he obeyed and so completely humbled himself, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission of those who are in heaven and those that are on earth and under the earth And every tongue will confess and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign God, to the glory of God the Father. There is the way. There is the plan. We are to learn from and follow our Lord Jesus to be true servants of the Lord. Amen. We finish this lesson with being about in the future of the of serving God. Revelation 7, verse 15. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple? And he sitteth on the throne, shall dwell among them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation 22:3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that we are to be servants and pour out our life for him, for he is worthy, like an alabaster jar. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory! Glory to the Lord, for he is worthy. Hallelujah. What he has done and who he is, that we humble ourselves before him to serve and honor him. This alabaster jar is all I have of worth. I break it at your feet, Lord. It's less than you deserve. For more beautiful, more precious than the oil, the sum of my desires and the fullness, my joy. Listen to this. Like you spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, give me every heartbeat for your glory. Take me. Hallelujah, Lord. Take me. Yes, Lord. This time that I have left is all I have of worth. Laid at your feet, Lord, it's less than you deserve. In all the little strength, though my days are few, you give me your life for me, so I live for you. Like you spill your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. Take me. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy is the Lord. worthy, worthy, you are worthy, worthy is the Lord. Amen. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy, worthy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you are worthy. We praise and honor you. Thank you for your truth. Hallelujah. Glory to who you are and for what you have done, you're doing, and going to do for us because of your love. Hallelujah. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take me. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. You are worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. For you are worthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're worthy, Lord. The Spirit is here. Spirit of God. Spirit moving our heart. Make me yours. I am yours. You are mine. I am yours. You are mine. You are mine. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, Lord. Glory to the King. Glory to our Lord. We worship you now. Worship you, Lord. Worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy, you are worthy, worthy is the Lord. Worthy, worthy. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Worthy, worthy. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory is the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. As his word comes forth, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Romans 12, verse 1, think through 2. We'll see what God says. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies dedicated, all of yourselves set apart
as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship, I would say eternal wisdom. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs. Let go of the world. Be separated, hallelujah. But be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on the good values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect, and his plan and his purpose for you. For the grace of God given to me, I say to everyone of you, not think of more highly of himself and of his importance and ability, that you ought to think so as of sound judgment, as God has appointed each a degree of faith and purpose designed for service. Amen? By God's word. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name for your word and the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. How could I express all my gratitude?
Hallelujah.
As I offer to you every song, and you so I praise you in the
air. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Amen. My arms stretch wide. I will worship you. Will I throw up my hands and praise you again and again? All I have is hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I have nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Listen.
Don't you shine on me. Lift up your song, because I got a line inside those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul, and don't get shy on me. Lift on, because I got a line inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul, and don't get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a line inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I lift up my hand, praise you again and again. All I have is hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for my heart singing hallelujah. 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 Glory, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Whoa, whoa, praise the Lord. Oh. Whoa, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, whoa, praise the Lord. Glory, glory, Lord, glory, Lord, oh, 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 shine on me, lift up your song, because I've got a line inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hey, come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because I've got a line inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Glory. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, 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 glory, whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh, oh,
Hallelujah. I lift up my hand, praise you again and again. All I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but all and nothing else fit for a king. Except for a heart singing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So true, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Did you know? That is part about obedience, is praising and honoring the Lord. That's part of obedience. That's what we're being called to do. Truthfully, that's what God made us to do, to worship and honor him, to know him and to love him, and to know the life and the will and purpose he has for us. That without Christ, there is no direction or life. There was no purpose. Not eternal. No, without Christ, it was all about ourselves. About what we get out of life. But he brought real purpose and real life of our God and Creator and our loving Father. Oh, praise his name, for he is worthy. He is worthy for all eternity and forever. Hallelujah. Well, praise God that we can come together and that we would focus on and understand who we have to trust in. Who do we have faith in? I was really a sister watch woman. Chelsea Padel on YouTube shared a message and a true story of a minister in the Baptist realm, I mean the Baptist congregation or denomination, whatever you want to call it. And he lost what he thought he was supposed to do. He lost his voice. He had a infection that affected his vocal cords. But like the many different tests and things that happen in people's lives, they all have a purpose. For we as believers, everything works together to good and love the Lord. But he was distraught. He was down and out. And that he knew he couldn't minister without a voice. It was, you know, hard to do. And he stepped down. And then he even moved away from where he was at and moved down to Houston, Texas, at a Baptist church down there. And the people knew he was, you know, he was down and he needed encouragement and a chance, and he had, you know, a voice that was hard to understand and crackly, and they asked him to teach a class. Boy, this class, this must have been a pretty big church. It's awful big class. Imagine 100 to 150 people in a Sunday school class. He was preaching on Psalm 103, and he was preaching about some of the things that God does, and one he brought up that God heals all of our diseases. And he goes, well, God don't do all that all the time. It's God's very nature and character. But we have to believe and have faith in him that he's able. And anyway, he just kept, you know, a little bit of his voice of what you could hear. And as he was sharing, and he was sharing God's word, God showed up. And as he could hardly talk, and he was getting through, on the they made tapes for these classes so others could hear that weren't there, you know. And on the tape, he's sharing God's word. And every time he would come, that God saved him, as David was saying, God saved me from the pit. His voice would change. His voice would come back.
And finally, to the place the man was breaking down and crying because he knew his God had touched him. And he does heal. And that he went to many doctors and many specialists and all the things of man, just like the woman with the issue of blood. And what he needed to do was to trust in the Lord God and understand that he's able. And the man's voice changed right there in the middle of the tape. And you could hear people that have been led in this denomination, in the traditions and things of men, as they was breaking forth by the Spirit of the living God. The man was healed by the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. It was amazing to hear. But anyway, that gives you confidence and understand that the Lord is able to hear our prayers and to hear our hearts. And he knows what we need before we even ask. And as we think that something's out of control, if we don't have answers, he does. The key to us, who are we going to trust? Are we going to trust him or man in man's way? As we see this world falling apart, we see in man's way don't work and what they're leading to, I think for sure we better trust in the Lord God because he's eternal. The things of man are temporary. God is the one who saves you. God is the one who delivers you. And God is the one who will heal you. Hallelujah. So with that and all the else, we know that God gives you blessing and favor because your faith in Jesus and the grace he pours out through his life and blood, the mercy he pours out through the life and blood of Jesus, his love he pours out for the life and blood of Jesus, that he can provide, he can watch over, he can protect. What we have to do is believe and humble ourselves and trust him. Hallelujah. Not believing in seen, but believe in him, the unseen that is truly real and alive. Amen. All right. Well, praise God for that. We get into the prayers. Hallelujah. Here. Let's see. I asked for prayer for my niece, and she's been healed, and her son is doing better and going through, and he's healed and at home, praise God, that we pray for Walter and Yancey, the parents of some of my wife's family, and their young son, Preston, that 14, I think, passed away by doing something silly or caught up in a hammock in a very strange way. God have mercy, and he hung and passed away. But they've gone through the funeral and everything. We just ask for comfort and mercy of them for God. We still continue to pray for Andrew and his wife for justice and pray for them, what they're facing with that crazy, demonic, satanic prime minister they have over there in New Zealand, bringing the evil thing of what the Satan and the Antichrist and world government want, but God, right? We prayed, praise God, and praise God. I'm just putting these down that are being answered. We prayed for Sis Jeanette and Kim and reconciliation. Sis, how's that going on? You have an update? We've been praying for Connie and what is going on. Okay. Amen. Yes, that's right, brother. She is. So we continue to pray for Sister Jeanette. She's asked. And anybody else have any prayer requests? Hallelujah, as we get into the prayer tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's able. Believe and trust him. Hallelujah, as he answers the prayers and that he's with us. And I hope Brother Will, if he has something, he'll be able to come back into the chat room, and God will make a way. But we pray blessings. We pray for blessings on him and his family. Any other prayer requests? Yes, I know, sis. The Lord's the only one that can soften it. And that we pray for reconciliation, the spirit of reconciliation through Christ will come forth. that he is the one that can do it. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in my family and Sis Brenda's family. He's able. God is great. And his love is greater. Hallelujah. But we'll continue for that, sis. We'll continue for that and hope the best. Hallelujah. I know it's tough things of all this, you know, this kind of things happening, dividing families. It's like the Lord knew when he was speaking, and we see it happen right before us because of all the different things of the world. God of mercy. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests before we have to go to prayer, because Sis Jeanette has to finish up tonight. But I'll be praying for each one of you, and we do continue to pray, as Paul tells us, that concern for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we put you in God's hands, the best hands there are, the loving hands, with the scars to prove it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we honor and praise you tonight. We thank you that you've made the message clear. You've made the decision clear, as you did with Adam and Eve, and for each one of us, with the free will you've given us, that you have told us and shown us and made it happen for us to have the life that you intended for us, your will and purpose for each one of us. And it starts with faith in your Son and be born again by the Spirit. All right, brother, we will. Amen. And everybody that serves here, that the Lord's our, you too, Brother Benjamin, and your family, and Sis Estrella and Sis Carla, and for me and Sis Jeanette and our families too, praise God, and Sis Brenda. We do ask, Lord, for every one of us and all of you that serve here too, and Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, Sis Erica, whichever way God leads you, and whatever it's in prayer or sharing words or testimonies, we're all in this together. But yes, we'll add Brother Elby and lift him up too. All right? Praise God. Father, we thank you. And we're very grateful, come humbly before you and enter and pray and intercede as you've called us. Lord God, that we pray for, as Brother Benjamin shared, for Brother Elby, our brother in Christ here, the pastor here at the Lord's Hour, we pray you bless him and strengthen him. We pray for whatever's going on in his life, that you renew him and let the anointing flow and bless him and his family and watch over and protect them and be that he be encouraged and lifted up in the name of Jesus. And be refreshed by the mighty Holy Spirit, Father, that this is a time for him to rest and be renewed and be ready to serve you as you lead and guide him. We're very grateful for Brother Elvy and his family. And, Lord, we thank God for Brother Benjamin and bless him and his family. Lift him up and strengthen him and watch over him and bless him and renew and strengthen him too, Lord. And we pray for Sis Carla and Sis Estrella. And we pray for me and Sis Brenda and Sis Jeanette. We pray, Lord, and continue to ask for you, for your anointing and for your guidance and wisdom and the Holy Spirit to guide each and every one of us. For all my brothers and sisters here, Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, Sis Erica, bless them, strengthen them, watch over them, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you. That we depend upon you, Lord. That we offer ourselves as an offering to be spilled out from our heart like you spilled out your blood for us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we pray that you would reconcile Sis Jeanette and soften her daughter's heart, Kim, and understand that a love of you, Lord, and love of family is more important than the things of this world. Lord God, we praise and honor you. Lord God, we pray to watch over Brother Andrew and his wife and children in this court case and justice for them. But Lord, that you do give him boldness and strength to stand for you in the place that he's at and the way of the world order and things that are coming, that we stand for you, Lord Jesus. And this is not our home, but the kingdom of God is our home. And that we look to you and stand for truth and stand for your name, Lord, and know that you're with us, whatever we face. And that you'll give us the word and boldness by the Holy Spirit. as we stand for this truth, we pray. Let our light so shine, Lord, and to watch over and protect us and guide us. We're grateful you provide for us and that you're with us through all this, Lord. And then, praise God, you're going to rescue us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the days we live, and we look to you and thank you for all our brothers and sisters here at the Lord's Hour and the family at the Lord's Hour, and that one day we'll all meet in that wonderful park that you are creating up in heaven, the Lord's Hour Park, as you revealed it to us, me and Brother Elvis and others. Glory to God. What a day that will be. But the glorious day will be the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture, the final consequences of this old flesh and sin. No more, Lord, no more. We will be resurrected and glorified until that day, Lord, that we would be called true servants, messengers, and vessels of the Lord, and to share your truth and to share your love and understand how much God really loves every one of his created children. That none would perish, but come to their godly sense and repent and turn to the living God and turn away from their self and flesh and sin and the fallen one and turn to their true Savior and God, Jesus Christ, and to be saved and have eternal life. Lord, we're very grateful for this night and this time. We're grateful that you hear our hearts and our cries. We're grateful that you are part of our life and you make us who we are, and that we are alive and for life forevermore to serve and honor you, for you are worthy. And Lord, we give you all the glory and praise and thank you again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Help us endure, Lord. Hallelujah. That we can endure with the Lord Jesus. Amen, sis. Hallelujah. Okay, sis Jeanette, you want to come and finish up tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And all of God's people said amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Praise God. Bless each one of you. Thank you for your input. Hallelujah. The Spirit leads. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, sis. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo.
Glory, Lord.
Amen, sis. That was quick. That'd be like the rapture's going to be. Woo. Hey, man.
Twinkling of an eye. Okay, brother.
All right, sis. Okay. You go ahead.
For anyone who's prayed a thousand prayers, and still can find the answers anywhere, fighting off the lie that no one cares. For anyone who's out there losing hope, feeling you're forsaken and alone, clinging to the last track of your throat, may God give you eyes to see it still greater, courage to rise and believe He is able. May God be your peace in the fire you're walking through. This is my prayer now. This is my prayer for you. For all those the tired and weary souls, still the face to us for miracles. Choosing to believe he's in control. May God give you eyes to see it still greater, courage to rise and believe he is able. May God be your peace in the fire you're walking through. This is my prayer now. This is my prayer. May your eyes be ever on the Lord, your helper. all of your days. And may your eyes be ever on the Lord, your helper. May you find your refuge in the Lord, your shelter. May you find him closer than a brother all your days. All of your days. May God give you eyes to see his still greater courage to rise and to live. His able, may God be your peace in the fire you're walking through. This is my prayer now. This is my prayer for you. For you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, sis. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For such a time, the word that God gives us and understand who we are in him. Amen.
Amen.
Serve him and honor him and to be a light and a witness for him in the days we live and the times we live for sure until he comes and takes us home. Amen.
Amen. Look forward.
All right, sis. Bless you. Thank you for serving the Lord, and thank God for you and your family. And we send our love and prayers your way. And thank you for everything, and say shalom and good night.
Shalom, good night to all. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Praise God. Bless each one of you. I thank God for you. And hallelujah, we give all glory to Jesus. Let us serve and honor him each day as we live and trust him. And believe in him and embrace him and love him because he truly loves us. Amen. All right, y'all. Shalom and good night. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus.